Kiss, hell, or hallelujah, 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station. In the studio with me, they're actually allowing visitors again. It's very nice. I'm scaring Dustin. This is Dustin Lapp with the Best Life Nutritional Therapy. How's it going, sir?
It's going great. It's good to be here.
Good. Yeah, you seem like a pretty positive dude. And that might be related to what we're about to talk about. And so Best Life Nutritional Therapy, I'm thinking food, I'm thinking vitamins, maybe, you know, all the nutritional stuff. So break it down for me. I mean, what is Best Life Nutritional Therapy?
Well, at Best Life Nutritional Therapy, when a client comes to see me, I go over the food, the diet that they're eating.
Right.
So dietary information. I also look at a health history. I also do about 50 or 60 different checks on the specific client to find out where the imbalance or deficiency in a specific organ or system is.
Okay.
And then we lingual neural test to find the specific nutrient to address the issues that they have, that they're looking at. So when they come to see me, they bring me a priority list of what they're up against. So whether it be headaches, lethargy, fatigue, depression. So there's a lot of actually cognitive things, mood, emotion, things like that, that can be addressed through digestion, how a person digests their food, and thus how they assimilate their nutrition.
Oh, wow. So people are coming to see you not just, hey, I want to lose weight type thing. They're, hey, I want to feel better.
Right. And there is weight. In fact, that's in the top five of most people. And that is a byproduct of good health. When a body finds balance, their metabolism is what it needs to be, and they find their balance, then their weight maintains a natural, healthy weight for that body. When you come to see me, I don't count calories. I don't do anything like that. We're not looking at that aspect. We're looking at a properly prepared, nutrient-dense, whole food diet. So if it's not food, don't eat it, which sounds like a no-brainer. But most people are eating things that are not food, and thus they're slowly poisoning their system. Tastes great on the taste buds, but it does things neurologically and to the organs that we don't want.
I think I know what you're saying, but what is not a food that a lot of us think is a food?
Okay. The food colorings. Artificial sweeteners, preservatives, hydrogenated oils, and that list right there, most people are consuming plenty of that every day. So the oils are key. If you're eating bad oils and bad fats, then it leads to hormone dysfunction. It leads to anti-inflammatory and inflammatory dysfunction. It leads to biliary dysfunction. So a lot of people have had their gallbladders out or suffer from gallbladder attacks, and that's due to a low fat, no fat, or a poor fat diet. So that all can be alleviated. So if you're thinking about getting your gallbladder out, don't do it. There are other options.
Oh, okay. We actually have a guy on KZJ, our sister station, just had it out, and he seemed like he was in just pain for quite some time, just uncomfortable. Like it felt like 6 months of his life. We were all with him, poor guy. But
That's not a fun place to be.
Yeah, it's horrible. Wow, this is cool. So what's your background? Just to give people, so they can trust you and all that stuff.
Well, I was actually born in Gooding, so I've been born and raised in the area. Been here my whole life.
Local guy.
Local guy. So you know where to find me.
So everyone knows you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of schooling do you go for this stuff? I mean,
I actually went through the Nutritional Therapy Association, which is a program. I had multiple people from all different backgrounds: doctors, chiropractors, nurse practitioners, PAs, going through the course with me. And in fact, just shortly into the course, the doctor, she raised her hand and she said, "I am so mad." And the instructor said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Because they didn't teach me any of this in medical school. They said, don't eat fat, don't eat eggs, don't eat a few things that most people like to eat." And it's so counterproductive. She would get people that would come in, say diabetic with some kind of neuropathy, and she would tell them the protocol that she's supposed to say. They'd come back a month, 2 months later, they'd be missing a toe or a foot because of the neuropathy. She'd have to tell them the same information. She'd send them away, they'd come back, and they'd be missing another part of their extremities. And she said, "The system's broke." It's not wrong. The information that people are taught is health is not. So there's a better way, and it's not as complex as one might think. So the counting calories and all that, that doesn't have any place.
Throw it out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Okay, so it says that you'll make a customized meal plan for your needs. Does that kind of count? Okay, so for example, my husband, well, and I, we love beer. What if, can people still, I know this is stupid, but this is important to me. Okay, can people still be healthy and have like a beer? I'm not saying have a six pack each night, but you know, have a beer here and there. Is that still
absolutely
possible?
The thing with that, it's a carb. So, and that leads to sugar handling issues. So if a person doesn't have sugar handling issues, it's not a problem.
Okay.
If they do, they're not only taxing the liver, but they're also taxing the pancreas and the adrenals. And when there's dysfunction with the sugar handling, it leads to dysfunction with thyroid, pituitary, and the other sex hormones.
Okay.
So, it's not the devil or anything like that. You can do that in moderation, but we want to make sure that you're able to assimilate it. So there are things that we can.
You
want to
put it. It sounds like you look at the big picture and you put it all together. And
absolutely,
that's cool.
Any truth taken to the extreme is error. So
exactly. So where can people find out more if they want to? They're listening to this. They're like, all right, that's cool. I want to try that out. Where can people find out more about you?
BestLifeNutritionalTherapy.com.
Okay.
Or they can give me a call at 420-7462.
Cool. This is interesting. I could talk to you for hours, but you need to jump on another station. So check them out online, 983thesnake.com. Put up this entire interview. This stuff's cool. I love it, man. Best Life Nutritional Therapy. Go see Dustin Lapp, but evidently everyone knows you, right? You're from Gooding.
No, not
you're
from Gooding.
Guy.
Just born there.
Born there.
Yeah,
okay.
And twin mostly.
Okay. Online, 983thesnake.com.